Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J. It's a beautiful Monday, which I know that means it is hot after dusk on Life at the Dust Live. And y'all know how we do it on hot after dusk. We go in hot news, hot mess, whatever it be, we go in on it. All right, and yeah, we go ahead. Of course, told y'all this last week. It was a full week of one of the greatest ladies in the whole entire world. Talk to my girl, Urban Goddess. And she's in the building. What's up?
Hey, Freddie, what's up?
Not much.
Everything good?
Oh, but yeah, before what we're going to do, I also post on, if you're on Twitter, people, I also post on Twitter a question I asked everyone. And, of course, if you reply to it, I will definitely give you a shout, your Twitter name a shout out in your answer. So definitely go check it out. Just go to twitter.com/SteadyJDusk and it actually say #, hot after dusk. The question, the random question I'll be asking for today too is, which fight are you tired of hearing about more? The Mayweather versus Ortiz fight or Ray J versus Loso? I don't know. I just don't know which one I'm tired of hearing about more already. I'm so Twitter. I touched one up very clearly on Twitter. What was the fight was Mayweather Ortiz fight was on, right? Of course, I missed it, but I didn't have to. I didn't miss anything because why? Every time you go to Twitter, they ask them to give you a play by play of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So if y'all miss anything, just go to Twitter. They give you more updates. They give you more updates and highlights than ESPN. y'all wilding out. But
which one are you tired of, Steady?
Which one? Oh my God! You know what? I'm gonna tell you which one. Some people might not agree with me, but hey, it's all right. I don't agree. I'm tired of the Ray J versus Loso fight already. Let me tell you why. That was the one that tired most because I go to my timeline, of course. The U.S., of course, I don't understand how we have 10 trending topics, and you didn't tell me out of 10 trending topics that we got basically got a bunch of repeats. See, tougher than Ray J, people are tougher than Ray J, Ray J the one. I'm just like, I just don't really give a damn. Y'all know how I am. I just don't give a damn, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy, like...
Yeah.
It's like fight. It's like, does that mean this? Should we even have the word fight and Ray J in the same discussion?
Exactly. I don't know. I don't know. I don't believe it. I find that highly unlikely.
And which one on Utah more?
I'm tired of Mayweather. Because first of all, the fight wasn't that long. I don't know why anybody is surprised with anything. It's like, I expected it. It's nothing new.
Your partner, she look good, but you look better. Your
home girl, I'm trying to doubt it. All right, but nah. basically, like I was saying, it's just, like you said, it's annoying to keep continuing to see. Like, the Mayweather-Ortiz fight, I was already tired of that.
Yeah.
I really was. And then this came along. I was like, you know what? I'm already knowing I'm going to be more tired than I am. I really am. And, oh, man, he cheated, man. Oh, he cheated. Well, he cheated, too. And then if I start turning to a race team with the Mayweather fight, I was like, okay, here we go. And now it's like this is where it starts getting annoying because now it's about race. So, yeah, man. I just don't understand. People just really make a big deal. They're really making a big deal out of this crap. I really just not feeling too hard.
They're making a big deal because it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did, but he's Brandy's brother. You know, I was one of the people, I never watched I've seen like a couple episodes of, at night, in bits and pieces of episodes. At night is like, a whole episode of like his reality show, for Love Ray J. I caught bits and pieces. Only thing I caught was she smashed, because everybody beat that to death. She smashed the homie. That's the only thing I caught from that was she smashed the homie. So,
but nobody takes them seriously though. That's why they're making it a big deal. Cause he went mad hard on the radio trying to call Fabulous out, but nobody. He's not even relevant anymore.
Dude, Ray is that relevant?
He's not. He's
always relevant.
I mean, I went to,
I'm putting it on blast. I went to his Super Bowl party, which he was not at.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that wasn't a good look for him. That was not a good look.
But he's not relevant. I'm sorry.
He's not.
But,
you know what? Anyways, that's why I came to other hot mess, because I'll be here all day talking about this one. And I'll mention people on Twitter. I'll mention y'all Twitter names and stuff in a moment. Who do you go for in the NFL? That's what I want to know.
Well, I don't even follow football like that, though. Like, of course, I'm a Giants and a Jets fan because I'm from New York. But other than that, it's like I don't follow it.
Wow. Okay. All right. Which one? Hold on. Let's play this game. Which one do you like better, the Jets or the Giants?
I don't know the Jets, though. I have to.
All right. You're my good side again. If you're the Giants, you just want to be on my bad side real quick. All right, so let me put on my, because I definitely got this. Y'all know, last week I didn't do this, because you know I was kind of embarrassed up. My Cowboys got much. So this is what he didn't get much of. Okay, just wanted to do that real quick, because I wanted to make sure I make it known of what went down. So let's go down. I'm currently good. First off, my aunt's Eagles lost yesterday. Shout out to that. They lost 31-35. I like Michael Vick, but he's on the Eagles, so I'm just not feeling that. I don't like the Giants, so that's where that was your chance. No, that was your chance, definitely. And they play tonight, actually. So we'll have to see what happens. And then, of course, yesterday, the Dallas Cowboys, the America's team, won yesterday in overtime, 27-24. I was there watching it, and I was like, oh, my God. They went to it was overtime. People were like, man, why are they kicking this shit? Oh, Charles, no. I said, dude, you don't understand it. You have sometimes you have much better chance of getting a kick than trying to view a completion. So I need us to do that in this, because a win is a win at the end of the day. They don't go to the scoreboard and say, well, they kicked the field goal, so it doesn't really legitimize them. At the end of the day, they don't care about that. It's all about win, win, win. And thank you, Ms. Katrina, lady in the chat room. She's showing me love, showing my Cowboys some love. She's showing a shout out to that. My sister just left the chat room. She probably back in the second goalie. And she definitely doesn't like the Cowboys. Not feeling her on that one. So, yeah, you know. The Cowboys won in overtime with a very beautiful catch that no one saw coming. My only thing was he got – this is where the hot mess of the day comes in there. He got sucked – oh, my God. He got sucked up. I couldn't believe it. I watched him get sucked up yesterday. He was going in for a touchdown, and what he did was he put the ball up in there getting crunk like he already got an end zone. And so the dude from 49ers tackles the hell out of him before he gets into there, and that's – forces us to kick it instead of doing it that way. You know, it was, you know, we had a lot of downs. If you only do that, you don't want to take any chances, especially when it's a sudden death in overtime. You do not want to take any chances. So that's what's going down with that. But you get off, like I say, I'm letting you off the hook because, you know, you say you're not a Giants fan, so good luck to that.
I didn't say that. I said I prefer the Jets over the Giants.
That makes you know in a way that says. See, you must be putting yourself off the bad list, not back onto the bad list by saying I didn't say I didn't like him. Nah, you must say you must agree that so you stay out of trouble. You're not catching on to it.
I guess.
Right,
that's
just
so lovely, though.
The Jets beat the Jacksonville 32-3. I'm like, did they even show up? God dang. But okay, it is what it is. Y'all, we're gonna go to a quick song and then we'll be back. I'll be showing a lot of people on Twitter. We'll be all going on Hot Mess in the Streets and Hot Mess with me at takeout.com. This is Kurt Cobain's Drinking Up Air Bob.
Roll up and your girlfriend want a nigga like me cause I ain't tryna control her. She call me when she wanna change. Black diamond my pinky ring and she know you weak and we ain't the same. You hit the scene, I make the scene. I'm in her head like Maybelline. Ace time so I make the lean. I'm in her soul, I make her scream. I don't ride the toad, don't pay for change. I'm easy tag like Peter Pan. She want a man, don't need a man. I'm flying down your boulevard. She cooking dinner with your fans. Straight up, stepped out, yo bitch know what I'm talking about. Pulls up, pull out, we get it poppin' in the parking lot. She like to do it with the lights on, no matter to me if it's dark or not. I'm G'd up, east up, pop my pants, I'm hard as rock. I done came down, came up, slow pitch, change up, same hood, same style, same drink, same cup. She call me when she wanna fuck, I never call, she know what's up. Same page, same book, different song, same hook. Every time her nigga trippin', she on the phone with the same crook. And every time I pull up, she hit me with that same look. Lips bite, lips right, she left her mess, but ain't get right. I'm in the middle like midnight, but only if you got that lip tight. Only if you got that wine fine, only if you got that sip tight. Only if you got that mind bomb, only if you got that sip tight. Eat that shit like wine time, joking baby, I'm pimp tight. I'm used to being that one and done, but girl, you got that.
You get right.
I'm drinking my cup. New track for him. And we're back on Hot After Dusk, on Life After Dusk Live, your boy City J, and my beautiful co-host, Miss Urban Goddess in the building. Oh, man. And shout out to y'all got to check out last week's show, especially Thursday show. You know, Kimon, let's show was fun, too. Like, y'all missed last Thursday show. I'll tell y'all why last Thursday was so great. Because it was random. You know, we're sometimes some things are going the way you're supposed to go. We do things off the top of the dome, and that was a really random show, and it was just hilarious.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, I literally got my hair cut literally right a couple minutes after I did that show. Yep. So as far as I'm going to, let's go check and see what we got in Hot Mess. Because I know, and I see a top story about the Ray J fight, I'm going to ignore it. I'm not like talking about it. I'm tired of talking about it. There's a mean other things in the world to talk about. Oh, my God, really? Okay. Mike Tyson's punch out, really, guys. Y'all gonna we really just do that? Yeah, seeing that compared to the Mayweather, or see, I'll tell you. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, media takeout. Can I please get some more news besides? Now go here. You see, top story about that. Then you get that is the top story about that.
That's the top story right now.
No, there's other things in news. This is boring. I hate news. I hate when days like this in news. There's nothing to talk about. And it just took me so thirsty for this wackness. Oh, man. I can't just do a wackness. It's too much. Okay. Half of it. Oh, my God. Oh, all right. So, Edna Simmons wears a see-through. She wears see-through bikini bottoms, bends over and shows everything.
Oh.
The picture. First off, I see the picture. Oh, my. Wow. I don't care. None of y'all got to say, I have no problem with Andrew Simmons at all. What's going on? Big ups to Andrew Simmons, man. She gives, every time I look at her, she gives New York a good name. Okay, let me go to another thing. Y'all remember the story last week we talked about Deion Sanders. Now, here we go. Deion Sanders and his wife, Pilar, appear to have been separated.
Not surprised.
And she ain't, and of course they took a picture of her and talk. Okay, y'all took a big picture of her not wearing her ring. Okay, not sure about
that's
that.
That's not always proof, but.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Yeah, that was not always proof. I'm sitting here like, I don't know about this one.
I don't know.
But I'm looking at Pilar and then tracking back to old girl. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I don't understand this. We talk about this a lot. See, my brother says it perfectly all the time. Why do you have to seem like, you know, when a dude gets a really, 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 really bad chick, he wants to go try to talk to another million really bad chicks after he's wiped up with one. I don't understand it. You took all that time to get wiped up with one, and then now you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to go ask some of these other people, too. You know what? I just saw something that just pissed me off. I was Andrew Simmons. Come on, you messed me. I see another thing with Andrew Simmons, and of course, you know this is a picture of someone supposed to be back together again. Bow Wow, Andrew Simmons are a couple again.
Who cares?
Let's see. Y'all already know what time it is. It's time for the top of my thinking music. Do I need the Bow Wow to be with Andrew Simmons? Am I being a hater right now? Let's go find out. Let's see. I remember the singing one time, me and Bow Wow. True story. Me and Bow Wow actually got the. Got the argument on Tiny Jet because he was acting extra thirsty in the chat room about which one of you girls gonna kill for sure for less. And I was telling him that he's fucking thirsty ass dude, he can't the fuck down. You know what this fucking lame duck told me? He gonna tell me that I got way more money than you, so I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm like, at the end of the day, no matter how much more money you got to me, you're still whack.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, I don't care. Like, people know me. I don't care. It's because you got $1 million. You got $10 million. That $10 million ain't coming nowhere near me, so I don't give a damn.
Exactly.
So I'm going to talk as much shit as if I feel you doing something wrong, I'm going in. So, dude, am I being a hater with the Andrew Simmons thing? You damn right I am. Man. So, yeah, and they got pictures left and right. But, hey, all I got to say is, dude, don't mess this one up. We saw what you did with Sierra. Shout out to this computer lady. I love it. She said, you're not a copycat, you're a hater. You're too silly. You're too bad to sit in the chat room. I'm telling you, sometimes I'll be watching y'all. Y'all do too much of it. shout out to Miss Computer Lady. Shout out to Goldie for coming to the live chat room. And all the random guests coming in, too. I appreciate y'all. And archivists and whatnot. Big ups to my girl, fuck with my Aries. And that's just spelled all the way out, exactly how it sounds. She actually, her answer to the whole Mayweather versus Ortiz or Ray J versus Loso, her question was both. She's tired of both. I see you on that. I'm tired. I never said I wasn't tired of either one more. I'm just tired of, you know, one over the other. I'm just tired of seeing this Ray J crap already. Because basically, Favre is up and make somebody unknown be known again for like 15 minutes and then he's gone again.
Uh-huh.
So, yep. It's like every time I see some Ray J, it's like it's always a quick 15 minutes of fame and then he's gone again. He's not going to let you down on that. Okay. So let's just say, what you got going? What you got coming up for this week, Miss Urban Goddess?
Everything. Work and fun. It's gonna be a busy week. So yeah.
Busy. Oh, and yeah. Tomorrow's an important day. That's the word the truth is. Yes, tomorrow's an important day means the reason why tomorrow's an important day. So those of y'all don't know, because y'all need to catch up. Tomorrow is the special show. It's brought to you by my people over at nightsoverotica.com. They're helping present the show. And it is Happy Thanksgiving. Big ups to my fam over at Turk vs. G Records for kind of just starting the holiday. So y'all definitely go Google it and find out what it's all about. But what's the really, really big thing that's going on tomorrow? It's pretty much right up there. I'm almost up there with it. It's my girl, Urban Goddess. She's actually going to celebrate her birthday tomorrow. So big up for her, Team Virgo, in the building. So, buddy. What are you going to do for your birthday? You know, you're trying to dispel letting us know what you're doing for your birthday.
Well, I have a party on Friday, but, like, until then, I'm trying to do everything. So we'll see.
Oh, Lord. I'm not even going to get to the personal question of what are you doing for my happy Thanksgiving. I'm not getting to that question. If you know what any little urbans run around, just protect yourself. That's all I'm going to say. All right. And that's what I'm saying with us too, man. Y'all protect yourselves tomorrow, man, and any other day, most definitely. But I know most of y'all could be trying to act wild tomorrow, is that? So please. Protect yourself, because you don't know what these people got out here or some of these chicks out here that's trying to get you. Eighteen years is on the 18th birthday. You find out what it is. And then I'm laughing. Somebody said, "Shout out to Eric." Everyone makes fun of me for that. Y'all know I do that. My friend makes fun of me. I do that to everything. I shout out everything. I say shout out to the couch looking crazy. I say shout out to everything. y'all know how I do it, man. Okay, so just a reminder, let you all know, as far as you want to follow us and whatnot, you follow me on twitter.com/ SettyJDusk, that's CEDDYJDUSK. Facebook is the same exact thing, just put Facebook.com in front of that. And then let them know how to follow you.
You can follow me on Twitter at UrbanGoddessNYC. Facebook is the same thing, Facebook.com/UrbanGoddessNYC.
Well, let's see. I'm about to go be nosy. I know last time I saw you, said you needed 9 more people to like your
Facebook.
Yes,
and I think
Barbara.
Only like 2.
There's only two more, y'all. Y'all can go like her page. There's 2 more, y'all.
Yes, I love it.
And shout out to my girl, underscore pink lipstick, underscore. God, hey, y'all be wearing me out this. Shout out to her. She cracked me up when I saw her today talking to me. What did she say? Oh, Dip. So her group is called Dip Squad. Every time she says it, she does this crazy dip. So she's killing me with it. So big ups to her. Rolling on out. Remember, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, or there's a J, or there's a U, or what there's a, oh, but he got this. There is a way. Also, shout out to my girl, Miss Computer Lady. Let me shout her to her name out. That's at MS Computer Lady. That's how you got to do to find her on Twitter. We rolling on out. See y'all in the words of Chris Brown. Deuces.